Hi, I'm Mike White.
And I'm Rob St. Mary.
And we're the hosts of the Projection Booth podcast.
If you haven't heard of the Projection Booth, that's okay.
But we think it's time that you have.
We've been doing this for over 3 years now.
And we think we're doing a pretty good show.
Every week we look at a different film and put it in context.
We try to bring you interviews with the people behind the films.
Or experts on a subject matter covered in the film.
We don't specialize in any one particular genre or type of film.
We try to examine every aspect of cinema.
From every corner of the globe.
Even at 3 years, we barely just scratched the surface.
But we're ready. We're ready for you to listen to us.
That's right. Now's the time to give us a shot.
Download us through our free smartphone app.
Or through Stitcher, iTunes, Geek Juice Radio, Jackalope.
Or our website.
Projection-booth.com.
We'll keep making great shows.
Now it's your turn to listen to them.
Hey, what's going on?
What are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
Christopher Media presents a Weedsman podcast production. It's time for The Nugget.
Whoop-de-doo! What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit into Friday's show you'll find here.
Okay.
Say, man, you got a joint?
A little bit of reefer I smell on your boy.
What that mean?
Please, give me
my weed, all right?
Hello.
Your microphone, your boom arm made an ominous noise when you moved it over.
Like good or bad? Like it's old.
Like a distant sea creature.
Oh, I say ominous as in it will fall while we record, or ominous as in just the overall tone.
It was a cool noise.
I gotcha.
You want a shot before the show?
That would be great.
The show shot?
Yeah.
Is that right? You want me to go get a shot for him?
You knock yourself out, man.
What are you talking about? We didn't do one on your birthday. I'm sorry, I fell asleep. Let's do one for your birthday. Come on.
All right. Three shots it is.
Three shots, the man says.
Bring the honey stuff.
Oh. Drunk, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to get fucked.
I can't drink.
Let's do it.
I got to get up.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to be out of the house by like 3:45.
Going to bed.
Let's go.
Just kidding. Hey. Sleep on the flight.
There you go. Oh, here it is.
Ah, there's the man right here. Hey. Happy birthday, bro. Hey.
Ah, gracias.
Hey. Little Tennessee honey.
Oh,
there you go. Here. You know you had a soundtrack.
Yep, this is the first birthday
still
song.
Still trying to hit.
I feel like there should be like a drunk 24-year-old in the corner.
Yeah, dancing in a dress that's falling off.
Erica, I love this song!
What are you guys doing? You're doing shots?
I feel like I should be serving shots already and still trying to work the peel off the, trying to peel off the label.
Yeah, you've already been...
Oh, man.
You've already been fired.
Oh, seeing the whole thing
it's
came off.
It's all right, he's fine.
It's a cocktail this is not.
What are we running a bar here? People are going to have a good-looking bottle?
Yeah.
Selling shots? Your homestead. We're drinking out of rock
right.
glasses.
So, and all the actual shot glasses all had something strangely wrong with them. All
right. That one. Let's see. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to drink it all.
At 36. What do you have on when you do a shot? Let's see here. What do you do with you?
To vitality and longevity.
Wait, is today the day?
Yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. See.
Let's see. Yeah, here you go. Why not?
It was your birthday yesterday. I didn't even know.
Mm. And I fell asleep, and I apologize.
Here's to being old.
Hey, to you, Chris.
Down the hatch. Ooh. I mean, the honey goes down easy.
It's tasty.
But I still like regular Jack. And it definitely reminds me of it's like Baron Jaeger.
Yeah, big time.
Man, I'll tell you what. My cousin got married a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
In between the church and the hall,
mm-hmm.
Me and his brother split a fifth of Jim Beam Maple.
Damn, that's a lot of liquor.
Yeah, I know.
The Jim Beam Maple's pretty damn
good. I know, but it's really good. And yeah. The first, when you do that...
I want to put that on pancakes.
Well, the first thing you think about is when you see maple liquor, maple whiskey.
Garnish.
You're like, get that out of here. I don't want to do shots of maple syrup.
A French toast stick in it.
But then you do a shot of it, and you're like, holy fuck, that is delicious.
It's absolutely
delicious.
And then
delicious. It's just...
Yeah.
you know, we're back to the Little
I
John.
I like the maple better than the honey.
Yeah, and it's just...
Three shots later, you're back to the Little John, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's Little John?
Oh, that one annoying song that was before the mud.
Oh.
Yeah, that shot,
Oh, that Little John.
Yeah, that Little John.
You know.
Tiny John.
Tiny John. That's his son. Tiny John.
And wasn't that like that. Robin Hood's companion?
Little John, yes. Little John, I was just about to think about that too.
And he was a big dude.
the Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. Were they Robin Hood and Little John?
Or Porky Pig, all he did was laugh.
Porky Pig, yeah, that was Porky Pig, I'm sorry. It was Donald Duck and Porky Pig then, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No, one where he's like thrust, parry, thrust, dodge.
I remember.
Oh, that's where I went wrong. Yeah.
Get everything cued, ready to go.
Oh, isn't that cued? Sounds like you're saying cute, but with a cold.
Yeah. Cued.
It's so cued.
He's so cute.
That puppy is so cued.
That's so cute. It's so cued. I sounded like... what's the guy from Die Hard? He was the evil villain. He was also in Harry Potter. Played the Slytherin.
You're talking? Oh, the
guy with the with the frog in his throat all the time.
It's so cured.
He also played the angel in Dogma.
Oh yeah, that's right. I mean, can't remember his name though.
I don't know anyone who does an impression of him. I'm trying to.
It's cured.
It's like
you have to talk it's very deeper, low.
And then he's got the accent. So it's kind of like...
I'm serious. If you don't know where he is...
Oh, there it was. I saw for a glimpse.
You got...
That's the biggest memory problem I have. And it's not a stoned thing either, necessarily, though it is compounded when I'm stoned.
Right.
But recall of names.
Okay, sorry. I was looking up stuff. What are you guys trying to remember? Because I could probably help.
The angel from Dogma... The villain from Die Hard, the
Alan Rickman.
Rickman. He was the thing I remember him from is
he talks like this.
I
talk like this.
We're doing these horrible impressions of him.
What I've seen one of the movies, but he was thing I remember from is Harry Potter.
Yeah.
The guy House of Slytherin.
That was his moneymaker.
Yes.
I do these 7 movies, and I get to retire.
He's done a lot of really good movies. Yeah.
Oh, he has done, but he never gets... I don't think he gets the real good parts that he deserves as an actor.
Right, I agree.
He always gets these character parts.
Well, yeah, but a lot of guys are making their... That's their moneymaker. Like, what's his name? Stephen Root.
You know he's paid.
Do you know who Stephen Root is? I bet you don't know him by name, but I bet you know him by his face.
The name sounds familiar, but I don't know what the fuck who he is.
Played Milton in Office Space. He was one of the...
Oh, yeah.
He was
yeah.
the judge in Idiocracy.
Yeah.
What else has that guy played? He's played so many other things. He was in Dodgeball. Yeah, it's just one of those people where you're like, you don't know that guy's name, but as soon as you see him, like, oh, there God, that guy's in everything.
Yeah.
Now I see it. King of the Hill, Finding Nemo, and No Country for Old Men. Those are the three that IMDb. For Stephen Root.
Oh yeah, King of the Hill. He was also the voice of Bill Daughtry.
Really, was he?
Yes.
Wow.
That's like the funniest voice on that whole show.
He's always near a Mike Judge project. Mike Judge likes that guy.
Yeah. But wait, what was the last one though? You said three. What was the last one?
Let me see.
Here. No Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, nah, I don't know. I haven't seen it, so y'all gotta.
He played a boss that hired the hitman that was played by
Javier Bardem.
Yes, he was the guy that hired Javier Bardem.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a low ball character. Like as you said, a character actor.
Yeah, probably a couple lines.
Right. And then gets killed. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
I found your Daffy Duck cartoon.
Oh, nice. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Rob, you have to have seen this one.
Yep, I remember this. Classic.
One of the best.
Oh, cut it out. I'm serious.
He's got the...
Oh, he's the friar.
Yeah, he's the friar.
Honestly, truly, I am Robin Hood. Sure you are.
Look, give me a chance, can't you? I'll prove I'm Robin Hood. See yon rich, unwary traveler?
Nice.
I'll rob him of his gold and give it to some poor, unworthy slob. That'll prove that I'm Robin Hood.
I like all the backwards wanted posters.
Now then, Fatso, watch as I put a cloth yard shaft through his wishbone. I'm watching it, Jester.
It's the best Looney Tunes era right here. I could just... The backgrounds are just
they're
awesome.
Amazing. Yeah.
They're just fucking awesome.
Oh, don't know.
Works of art in themselves. Look at the art, the limb on that tree.
Shall we spend the gold all in one place? Ho, yeah. Ho, very funny. Ha, ha, it is to laugh.
Did he just leave a wake of hot dogs when he ran off?
I think so.
Or are those his shoes?
Yeah.
Those are his shoes spinning around.
What the fuck? Wait. No bo staff.
Yeah, that wasn't it.
Oh.
So Dennis Miller, I guess he does a regular segment on O'Reilly's show that's called Miller Time. Because that's what this is apparently. But they address Willie Nelson's marijuana brand.
A very interesting story out of Texas. Country singer Willie Nelson getting into the pot business. He'll be marketing his own brand of marijuana called Willie's Reserve in states where pot is legal. There is no truth to the rumor that if you use Willie Nelson's product, you will grow long braids and call people Waylon. Joining us now from Santa Barbara, the very straight Waylon. Dennis Miller. And
hey,
you,
what's this new
the political writers, not
on
comedy
my sexuality
writers.
Before I go on, what do you mean?
No,
very
straight as far as the drug world, you're not addled like Willie.
I can't believe he's spilling.
Wouldn't it be funny though if Bill O'Reilly announced everyone's sexual proclivities before?
All right, let's go.
Okay, what do you think about Willie's Reserve?
And now the very gay John Waters.
A lot of dope, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
I mean, he is committed to the dope. You get the feeling if you were at Molokini. And you went scuba diving. Willie would put some hash in the register of the air tank so he could fill his lungs up with ganja while he was diving off the reef. But I've got some marketing ideas for him. God bless him if he wants to put these out there. I got a name for the chain of stores he's eventually going to have. I would call them, since it's sort of like Starbucks for pot, I would call them Starbucked Up. And people would go, what's with you? And you go, I'm all Starbucked Up. If he goes in, you order an ounce, you can get a full Nelson. Half ounce is a half Nelson. Quarter ounce is a little Willie.
There you go.
And I tell you this, when he gets to heaven, it's going to be a little cloudier up there than it is now. Now, I know you're not going to come out with a line of factor weed, but I would encourage you to come out with a line of don't be a pinhead or pothead shirts. No, yeah. Don't be a pinhead or a pothead.
Willie is 81 years old, and he's still flying high, as they say.
Yeah, he. Well, I don't know why he needs that tour bus, because he is cruising like Luke Skywalker on his own.
I like the half Nelson joke.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
The full Nelson.
Full Nelson. Yeah. Half Nelson, little Willie.
That was a good idea.
Yeah.
The rest of it, I don't know. What about then Jon Stewart on Chris Christie? Jon Stewart calls out total narc Chris Christie for hypocrisy on marijuana.
Way to go.
Because remember, he was saying there's no way New Jersey's getting marijuana. Not on my watch.
Hey, welcome back. Today is, what day is today? April 20th. And that date, when written in numeric form, indicates that it's time for Uncle Johnny's Super Kush, Totally Chillaxed, Sticky Icky, Informative Marijuana News Report.
He's got a clown wig on.
What's up?
That's awesome.
I didn't have time to do the whole thing and the.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
I honestly look like a rainbow-haired Larry Fine from the Three Stooges.
Yes, you do.
420, man, best day of the year, my brothers. Let's tune in and drop out and get totally baked on news. And there's one network that gets the groove that I'm grooving.
It's 420, brah. Times are a-changing.
I just legally purchased marijuana.
A new movement is growing. One network, one groundbreaking event. It's 420, so grab your favorite munchies and get ready for a night you wouldn't expect on CNN.
What? Yeah. Did that really happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
CNN.
Like I always say, CNN is cool as f***. And I'm way ahead of you guys. I got the munchies all set. I got my Ben and Jerry's vanilla. What? I got my Ben and Jerry's vanilla Afikoman crunch. It's basically lactate ice cream with real bits of matzah hidden right inside there. The good news is the more you eat it, the less matzah you have to deal with. All right, first up, weed 3. Take it away, Sanjay. Feel good, pa? Wow. Hope he ties up all the loose ends from weeds 1 and 2.
It seems to be helping her PTSD, using marijuana to treat the symptoms of Alzheimer's. She says marijuana makes her nearly pain-free. He was once suicidal, but Sean now has hope. Hope that comes from this plant.
Well, you f***ed me, CNN. I'm ready for weed stock, the whole thing, and you're giving me this. This is an actual news report. What, are you going to bore me with an economics lesson now?
It has been over a year now since Colorado legalized recreational marijuana. In February, the state reported a $53 million tax revenue increase.
The pot story isn't fun at all. It's all about disease and taxes and what about free love and hotboxing and free love hotboxing? Come on, guys!
Dudes, what's... Okay, lose the wig, wavy gravy, which what? Is a reference I don't even understand.
Nice. Who's that?
Jessica Williams.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Hey, Jess, happy 420. You chilling, illin'?
Ew, okay, stop. Enough.
I'm just grooving to the hash, man.
No, you're not. You're making everyone look bad. Pot isn't just for shirtless old dudes with bongos. It's a non-addictive, proven effective medical treatment that is now raising much-needed tax revenue for, like, schools, libraries, and roads.
Ooh, look at the square.
What?
It's 420. Why can't we just sit back, hit the dube, and use a Pink Floyd gatefold album to sift out the seeds in our lid of skunk weed? What?
I literally don't know what any of those words mean. Nobody uses record albums to sift their pot. Nobody owns record albums. I mean, like, I do because I'm cool. Yeah, what the hell is skunk weed?
You know, skunk weed, swag.
Swag, what, like free t-shirts?
No, like bad weed.
There's no such thing as bad weed.
You know what, never mind.
Skunk weed is not the term for bad weed.
Smoke, we vape our scientifically cultivated medical grade buds that we had hand delivered using a phone app called Dankstagram. Delivery to show up precisely 5 minutes before our Thai food. It's great.
I got a vape, I vape.
Oh, really, which one? You got G-Pen, you got a Pax?
I believe it's a Vicks. It's a vaporizer. It's not. Sometimes, if my allergies are kicking it out of here, nice. Pollen in the maze. Come on,
John. You make me so sad.
I love you. She's awesome. But even with all marijuana's proven benefits, there's always one guy's got to be a total narc.
Governor Chris Christie says if he becomes president, he will crack down on states that allow the sale of marijuana.
Marijuana is a gateway drug. We have an enormous addiction problem in this country. Marijuana is an illegal drug under federal law, and the states should not be permitted to sell it and profit from it.
You heard the man. Hey! Let the man be ideologically consistent. Or at least appear that way. No Christie administration will tolerate, let alone raise revenue from anything addictive or that federal law disapproves of. Roll the tape.
Chris Christie is the guy that signed into law to legalize internet gambling.
He claims legalizing sports gambling would add a new source of cash for his state.
Well, there is a difference, though, to be fair. If you smoke too much pot, no one comes to break your knees.
So he must have the gambling lobby in his pocket.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, why isn't he concerned about marijuana? Because nobody's paying him to be.
He's governor of New Jersey. It's an awful lot of insinuations that come with being the governor of New Jersey.
Right.
All right, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook and following the Weedsman Podcast on Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
If you like this show, please tell a friend and visit ChristopherMedia.net.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman Podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net.
You can also show your support for the Weedsman when you buy something on iTunes just by clicking on the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. It won't cost you anything extra, and it shows your support for the Weedsman Podcast.
While you're on iTunes, remember to please write a review and rate the Weedsman Podcast 5 stars. Just click on the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net.
Android users can listen to the Weedsman Podcast for free at ChristopherMedia.net by clicking on the Stitcher Radio Player on our homepage. You can also listen to the Weedsman Podcast for free at TuneIn.com or by downloading their free TuneIn Radio app.
Don't forget, you can always listen to the Weedsman Podcast for free across any platform just by going to ChristopherMedia.net.
Well, we've got some coverage from the Denver Cannabis Cup that happened on 420 as well. I think this is
Dateline Denver.
I think this was more along the lines of what John was looking for.
Oh.
You might want to make this one full screen for Rob. Definitely some ass shots in it.
Oh, nice. Definitely full screen. Yeah.
Hot tattooed chick smoking a fat joint. That joint is going to be huge. The guy was rolling up. Another hot chick smoking pot.
Wow.
What is that, a triple joint? That was easily a 15-foot bong that guy was smoking out. It looked like it was made out of pipe. Like actual, like,
look at that outfit.
Plumbing with.
All of these people are not helping, by the way.
Yeah.
People getting married. Guys with mustaches. Another hot chick.
This guy's like
got
Rambo.
A weed bandolero.
Yeah.
What's with the shitty remix?
Yeah, I know.
There you go. Guy juggling and walking on a large ball. One of those exercise balls, it looks like.
Oh, look at this, little smoke bubbles. Why? Why?
I don't know. Showing off.
I don't pass.
Hanging out, making little bubbles of smoke.
What if
I don't know. I honestly, like...
that video also not doing Whitey any favors.
It doesn't look like my scene anyway. I mean, hey, I like smoking pot, right?
Right.
But I don't need to hang out in public and smoke pot with a bunch of people that...
Just do a podcast about it every week.
Right. Yep. I'm doing my part.
That didn't look like very much fun to me, honestly.
No, it looked annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of looked like the average rave looks these days. Only they're not smoking so openly. There's a story in the BBC, on the BBC, by David Robson, The Strangest Sounds in the World, and he describes this... this woman, Sophie Meekins, who works at a lab in London, University College London, they have great names over there for their schools, I guess. She studies the way that people hear. So everybody kind of hears differently. Hmm. And there are these series of tests. What's the first one? The Tritone Paradox. That's a great name.
Dude, where did my shit go?
Did you bring it down here, or did you just bring down a packed bowl?
I don't remember, I packed it like...
Oh, yeah, you did. You were sitting over there and you packed it. It didn't end up on the ground.
This is like, there it is.
It did end up on the ground?
Yeah, it did end up on the ground.
Yeah. First podcast ever, we
lost the weed.
Yeah. I had technical difficulties here.
All right, sorry to interrupt.
I knocked mine over trying to seal the cap. I was trying to do it one-handed, and it's totally pow!
I've done that,
It sprayed all over the place, and it's all these little nuggets. It's the Mighty OG that we've been smoking. So, yeah. I might have lost some of them. I was picking them up off the floor. So, Meekin's first example, the Tritone Paradox, may seem deceptively simple, but it demonstrates the principle beautifully. You can hear it for yourself below. Oh, the principle of... People aren't really aware that the sound that I hear may not be the same as the sound that you hear. So what are we listening to on there? You can hear the four pairs of notes. Within each pair is the second note higher or lower. Okay, so I guess we have... Let's listen to it again and we'll see if we hear... So the second of the two notes, is it higher or lower than the first note? That's what you're listening for. That was higher.
Yep. It's also higher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Higher.
Lower?
Yeah, the second, that's lower than the last one.
Yeah.
Wait, let me hear the last one again then, because they all sounded higher to me. No, that was still higher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm affected.
I mean, I can kind of see how you might think it was a lower note, but why? What are we hearing anyway? Like,
why is there an escalator?
Well, let's see. According to this, playing the track in the dark cellar of the North London pub, Meekins asked us to raise our hands if we hear the pitches rising or falling. The audience was divided 50-50. Musicians in particular were adamant that they knew which way the pitches were moving. In reality, there's no right answer. Each note is a composite of many different computer-generated tones separated by an octave. So it's impossible to say that if the one that follows is above or below on the musical scale.
Whoa.
Really? Because I heard distinctly higher pitches in the second notes on all those. I mean, yeah, they were quite complex notes.
The thing is, they're all octaves.
Right. Okay, how about the eternally rising sound?
I'll make that my ringtone.
Many people hear the tone continuously rising and rising. Yeah, here, play a little bit of it. Let's see. Okay, I'm ready to go crazy.
Somewhere a dog is exploding.
Yeah. Made me in the movie.
Cat's Scanners. Upstairs going, meow! Flinging herself off the dresser.
Yeah. It was just on a cycle. It was on a repeating cycle. It sounds like it's eternally rising.
Right.
Yeah, let's see. In fact, it's going in cycles. A new rising tone starts as the previous one ends. In some ways, it's similar to the spinning barbershop pole, whose stripes seem to be forever slinking towards the heavens. The illusion also works with descending scales, creating an oddly deflating effect.
Plane's landing. Coming up for landing.
Definitely hear the difference, but it seems to have much more of an effect of descending than the eternally ascending one did.
No.
But it's really just what you're paying attention to. It's what you're listening to, because it's all there. That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
How about the phantom word illusion? Oh. What is it? What's she saying, Rob?
Nowhere?
What do you think?
Is it a chick with a British accent saying nowhere?
What do you think?
It's a chick with a British accent saying nowhere.
Oh, no, you think the same thing? She's saying no way. But, you know, it might just be your accent. That's putting an R at the end of no way.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
on that. She's saying
no way. But people have heard Window, Welcome, Love Me, Runaway, No Brain, Rainbow, Raincoat, Bueno, Nombre, When Oh When. No way. This is like listening to a John Cage piece.
I want that to be my ringtone.
How about the scale illusion? Now that one looks Right-handers tend to hear the higher tones in the right ear, while left-handers often hear them in the left. Or you're supposed to be listening for... I hear in my right ear, I hear the higher tones. What did it say? Yeah, and I'm right-handed, so I guess that makes sense.
I hear in the left.
Really? Are you left-handed?
Yeah.
Really? You got your headphones on the right way? You should, because the cable should be on the left, yeah.
Yep.
What about you, Chris? What did you hear?
It keeps shifting.
I think it's in both. It's just because it's moving, we have to like put a location to it. Because the thing is that the human ear is way more tuned to higher frequencies than lower. Because that's what we've developed.
If I'm not paying attention to it, it's in the left.
Yeah,
I'm left-handed.
Yeah, so there you go. So you're kind of forcing it over and onto one side or the other, even though it's on both, but you want to locate it. Because that's what we do with high pitches, is we locate. You know, low noises, if you're out in the wild and you got predators after you, a snapping branch or a rustling leaf is going to be the tip-off. It's not going to be a low rumbling thud.
Right.
Those are the things that you want to hear. Like, where did that come from? Where's the predator going to come from?
I love that movie.
What movie?
Hello, Predator. Darkness.
Oh.
Sorry. I thought you were talking about Predator. I've come to like, damn, Predator's going to come after me. Sorry.
Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was
sleeping. I don't know. I thought those were interesting tests.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was planted.
I enjoyed them.
How do I know what you see as purple is what I see as purple?
Get out of my room, hippie. Did you like this one or the Bangles version better?
I like the Bangles one better, honestly. And I've just heard it so many more times than I have the original. But, I mean, honestly, I know that, like, Simon and Garfunkel have beautiful voices. I think this is a cool song that, like, doesn't necessarily show off their talents as well as some of their other hits do. And I don't know if it was a big hit for them ever. It's not one that I was familiar with, but I'm not from that era either. So to me, it kind of seems like the Bangles took what was kind of a dud for a Simon and Garfunkel song and made a really cool song out of it in their own way.
I'm gonna have to go ahead and agree with you on that one there. And I, for some reason, like their arrangement better.
Yeah.
Four hot chicks.
Except I could have done without this intro.
Yeah, what's with the long intro? I didn't... There you go.
Is this from a movie?
No, it's just the 80s.
Oh.
That does look like some actual movie footage placed in there. Was
right.
This was on a soundtrack or something?
Yeah.
What's the name of the singer that has the thing where she can't look at the camera?
Liz Downey.
The brunette with the bangs.
Oh, Susanna Hoff?
Yeah. You ever notice that she won't look directly into the camera? There's one of their videos where they keep doing these, like, face-on shots of her. Like, they're directly in front. The camera's directly in front of her. And she's constantly looking side to side.
total 80s cover.
Yeah.
Is that right? That's Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, I want to know what movie this is.
Yeah, this is Robert Downey. So this is that. What's the name of the guy, the author who did American Psycho?
The Jingle Bells. This isn't a Christmas movie.
I know
who
you're talking about.
With the three names. It's, I've read the book even. I know what movie this is.
I'm going to look up Robert Downey.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah.
He's got quite the list of movies he's been in.
I'll find it. No,
Bret Easton Ellis. I should have put the phaser on my voice when I said his name. He did Lesson Zero.
Lesson Zero.
That was on. Yeah. That's got to be on the Lesson Zero soundtrack.
I'm gonna have to watch that movie.
I mean, that's no Walk Like an Egyptian, but I think that's a pretty cool jam.
No, I definitely have a soft spot for the Bengals and what's the other? The Bananarama. I actually do like some Bananarama.
No Go-Go's.
Yeah, of course the Go-Go's too.
Oh, B-52 of though.
I love the B-52s, but they're not. That's they're not
completely
a girl
different.
Group.
Yeah, that's
they're
completely not an different group. Genre.
Oh, I'm sorry. B-52s. I was thinking this. You know that sound like. It just seemed
and
like
I know a, that like Joan Jett is supposed to be like the authentic rocker, but like her music sucked compared to all those girls. I'm sorry. We were at a party. I don't have much respect for Joan Jett. Someone reached in and grabbed it. Love this song. What a rock.
Damn, dude.
I found a rock lobster once. So I was camping.
Nice.
No, seriously, I was. Walking in this shallow riverbed, and I looked down and I saw something that I thought was a rock, and it turns out it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster.
A rock lobster.
It was. It blended in so perfectly. I've got a picture of it. I'll dig it up. I was like,
but it wasn't a rock.
I was I was camping. I was camping with this chick that I was dating. I was like, "Quick, we gotta switch swimwear."
Quick, give me your bikini top.
Yeah, exactly. She didn't fall for it.
No.
Quick, take off your clothes.
Do you remember Jamie Gertz?
I'll probably know her face.
She looks so awesome now.
What was she in?
She was in Lost Boys. She played the female vampire. She
oh,
was
yeah.
also in Less Than Zero. Wow.
Was that picture circa like 96? No, because her hair looks like it.
Right.
She's got like the Monica or something.
The Monica. I don't know.
We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw.
He's
a
playing
rock.
It for, what's his
but
name?
It wasn't a rock.
What's his black friend's name?
It was a
Cleveland.
Rock.
Cleveland. This is a cool version.
Rock lobster. Rock lobster.
You guys want to do another shot?
Okay. No.
Why not? Come
on. One more for Roberto.
Oh yeah, that's right. Never mind.
Somebody's got to be on a plane. What? They're gonna serve you with alcohol.
Well, once he's on it, yeah.
But you got to get to the plane first.
Yeah. I still gotta like pack and leave and
cheers, Nostrovia.
Nostrovia.
Oh. We'll play this out. Making your way in the world today. When I was little, I always thought Woody Harrelson was singing this.
Really?
Well, to me, his voice matched up with what this guy's voice sounded like to small me.
You know, no, that makes sense to me. That totally makes sense to me.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Plus, you probably didn't see, at least not until they hit syndication,
oh,
the older episodes pre-Harrelson.
Yes and no.
Who is it? Who is the bartender before
Coach.
That? Coach. Yeah. I kept wanting to say Doc, and I was like, I know, something generic. Was his name Bud? His name Buddy? Dude? Friend? Guy?
Chief?
Chief? Pal? Was it?
Yeah.
I try to remember who the first manager was at Cheers. Was it Shelley Duvall?
Oh, Shelley, you mean waitress? Yeah, it's Shelley Long.
No. She was the manager. Remember, it was...
The manager?
You're off your rocker.
With, you know...
Because Kirstie Alley was the manager. No, Shelley Long was just a waitress. She was doing it at night because she was going to school wasn't she?
No, because there's a... Okay, no, you're right.
Because she knew Frasier.
It was Ted Danson's character, and then Kirstie Alley bought it from him, and then he got it back, and then she helped him run it when... No, because she was gone
Kirstie Alley showed up to replace Shelley Long. That's right. When Shelley Long was left to be a giant movie star.
Right. The waitress was Rhea Perlman.
Carla was always there, but I'm saying Diane was a waitress. Because Diane is also how we meet Dr. Fraser Crane.
Right.
Because I believe they were dating.
Yeah. They were dating before...
She was pre-Lilith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was... When she showed up on the show, oh my God, boner alert.
Me too.
For real. Like, fuck Shelley Long.
Who, Lilith?
Oh, my God.
You're for real?
For real. Oh, look at her. Look at it. That's a great picture with the collar and the short hair.
Well, yeah, now. But that's not how she looked when she was Lilith.
She was better when she was younger. And maybe
I seem they had her all done up and her hair back and...
Uh-huh.
All covered up.
Yeah. You could... Dude, you can't hide a body like that. You know how to rock a suit.
Oh, yeah. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What
is a boy to do? She could put her scrambled eggs all over my face. Please make sure to check out all of the podcasts on ChristopherMedia.net.
Monday and Thursday, it's Unregimented. You can hit them up on Twitter at UnregimentedPod.
Tuesdays and Fridays, the Weedsman Podcast. Tuesdays, you'll find The Nugget. The full show on Fridays. You can reach us at Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
Wednesday, you have the Projection Booth. You can hit them up at projection-booth.com or on Twitter at ProBoothCast.
Saturday, the Captain's Table is back with Noah. You can reach the Captain's Table on Twitter at Captain's Podcast.
If you like the Weedsman Podcast and you want to show your support, you can donate to Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button at ChristopherMedia.net.
If you use Amazon.com, please click through the Amazon banner at ChristopherMedia.net and bookmark the link.
It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, you will show your support for the Weedsman Podcast.
If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host the Weedsman Podcast. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking on the banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you are helping to support the Weedsman Podcast.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.